It's obvious, Dominic, you just came straight from the practice field in here to join us. We really appreciate it. But let's look at a couple plays from Sunday.
Yes, sir.
It's no joke when you get zero coverage. You're man-to-man against Victor Cruz.
Right.
Tell me a couple things that you're thinking about and looking at on the play that you're going to break down.
Well, on this play right here, we're man-to-man coverage. You can see me right here. No inside help. So basically, I want to stay inside leverage.
Okay.
When the guy comes here in motion out, I tend to jump outside.
Okay.
And on this play, you know, it's a full-out blitz, so you're expecting pressure to get there. You're expecting it to get fast.
Right.
With a guy like this, you got to be patient. And when the play rolls, he comes off, and he stutters and paws me. You can see I get in my feet. I get flat-footed. And once I get flat-footed, he takes off. It's just pitch and catch from there.
Yeah, but then the real chase is on.
The real chase is on.
Because you ain't letting them score, Dominic.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're going to do whatever you can right there to make sure and make them earn that touchdown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that is just a question of speed. And here it is right now. No safety in the middle of the field. That's you and him.
Yes, sir. Just catch it from now.
Manning under center is back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is intercepted. Intercepted by Rogers Cremorti. Coming out of the end zone to the 5 and pushed out at the 7. There's the first turnover of the game, and DRC made it happen.
So you save the touchdown there, Dominic, and so we get later in the series, and they get into a bunch formation. You can either man a bunch formation, or you can zone it. On this play here, you zone the bunch formation.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit of what you're looking at.
Main thing I'm looking at is this guy right here. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's the only speed guy.
That's Cruz.
That's Cruz, and he's the only guy that can really hurt me. You know, tight ends tend to be slower. I know that my linebacker right here, okay, he's taking the first to the flat.
Okay.
And then you have Miko. He's the second guy inside, mm-hmm, taking the curl and anything comes across. And me and Nate, he's basically playing 2-on-2. I'm outside. He's inside.
Right. So it's a 2-by-2 zone. So now as the play starts here,
yes,
Dominic, you're back and you're just reading the quarterback's eyes and you're expanding.
I'm expanding.
You're wide and you're deep right now.
Yes, sir.
So now the ball's thrown. I don't think Eli sees you.
No, because if you look at the play before when they was in the goal line, they ran the same thing to this side.
Yep.
But we was in man-to-man.
Man-to-man.
And I actually jumped the out by Victor Cruz. And if you look on film, the 7 was open. So they came right back to it and tried to run it on the other side.
All right, so you get your third interception here, Dominic.
Yes, sir.
And you're coming out.
Yes, sir.
You're always coming out.
I'm always coming out.
Because you can score.
Yes, sir, I believe that.
You've been practicing here, getting ready for the game plan for the Steelers. What do you see from this offense of the Steelers?
You know, I see an offense that's going to come in and just be the big bully on the block. They're going to come in, pound the ball. They have a running game. And with Ben Roethlisberger being a bigger quarterback, he tends to extend the play and the receivers just get open. And they got some guys that can go deep. So the main thing is just stop the deep ball and come in and play physical.
Well, thanks for joining us here today, Dominic. Thanks for the insight breaking down the plays.
Yes, sir.
Good luck this week. When we come back, we'll break down more of the Pittsburgh Steelers here on Eagles Game Plan.